Come on.
Yeah, we can do it ourselves.
Hello, everybody.
Do you want to start saying something or not?
Dana will just introduce you because Dana will be doing the talk. I just want to thank you for the invitation, for being here. It's a great build-up we've been doing with Beer. I hope this finds people that are not directly involved with Beer interesting. So we're very kindly, invited by Radio Slovenia to compose a piece, a radiophonic piece. Dana is going to be working, Dana is already working on it very intensively, and she's going to say a few words. But I will give the floor directly to her, just saying hello from my side to Ex-Lab Yorgo Samadas. Dana Papachristou.
Hello, everybody. Thank you again, Giuseppe and Conservatorio, for inviting us, for organizing this. Thank you for everything. And again, as Yorgo said, we also want to thank the Slovenian team of BR for proposing us to do a work for their program. So this puts us into a position, and I have to explain this, not to be able to talk about the whole project that Radio Slovenia is organizing and has been working on throughout all these years of BR. But what we're going to talk about is the little contribution that is going to happen from our part. As Yorgo said, we were invited to compose a piece for babies in hospitalized environments, and to see how this can work for us. And so this is the only thing that we're going to talk about, pitching some ideas. It's also interesting that, for example, this what we're going to propose now, this idea has not been communicated yet to Sashka and the rest of the team. So we're thinking of just pitching the idea, explaining a few concepts, maybe the basic idea and some of the libretto and some of the sound samples, what we have in mind, and then open it for discussion also with the people that are more relevant with the scientific research that is happening in the field. Because we contribute to this not as researchers in this instance, but as artists mainly. As most of you already know, but some of you don't, we have been working with Twix Lab organization from Greece. We have been working in another aspect, music and sound art for the deaf and hard of hearing. We have been working in special schools for the deaf and hard of hearing in Argyropoli in Athens. We have been seeing how the vibrations, what is the translations from color to sound, what conventions we can find for the deaf and hard of hearing children. So this is the part where we do our research. The Slovenian team, of course, is doing research on music for babies, toddlers, and hospitalized environments in a way that will be presented tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock and today in the library, right, of Cuneo, and in other occasions, I hope so. So, what we have been thinking of doing, and please feel free to consider this as a discussion and comment on anything. Here is a Greek version. No, we don't want the Greek version. It's not visible. If you can, for the technical team to put the... Great. So, what we have been thinking when we heard about this idea and we have been discussing with Yorgos is to make a sound piece about a feather that has escaped from a hospital pillow, a white feather that escaped from a hospital pillow as the pillow was somehow changed the bed, yes. And this white feather that escaped from the hospital pillow gets out of the window somehow and finds a black bird I don't know if we're going to specify if it's a crow or any other bird, but finds this black bird that misses a feather and is unable to fly. And so these two are going to somehow find, they're going to meet, and they're going to somehow, the white feather is going to be embedded onto the blackbird, and then the blackbird will be able to fly, and the white feather will be able to see the world. We thought of this idea because we thought that maybe in a hospital environment, maybe a child has an artificial an artificial part, or even this this idea of having things installed onto your body, like respiration, or even for the veins, is somehow feeling like an extra a foreign body, let's say, on your body. So we thought that maybe if we pitched this idea, it would be nice to somehow comfort people, like somehow you need something that is out of your body to fulfill, you know, what you want to do. And we thought that it would be something that could work. Sorry, I need this to put this here. And so this white feather meets the black bird, and the black bird is able to fly, and the white feather is able to see the world. What we have been doing here, I see the time machine is on. Thank you, Giuseppe. I will be very brief. So here we have some, we will not read all of it, but here we have written down some ideas of how the sounds should be. And then we have this constant dialogue of the feather and the bird. Sometimes they will sing together, sometimes they will complement each other, sometimes they will sing solo, let's say. In the beginning, the feather understands that it is out of the pillow, and that it's the world that it was living. It was quite small, and then somehow it gets carried away with the air out of the window. In the beginning, it's scary, but then at the end, it goes and finds the bird. It lands here. We can hear some sounds of leaves and paper carried away. This is like a different soundscape from the environment of the hospital to the environment of the outside. Then they meet with a bird. The bird says that it wishes it could fly. The feather says it wishes it could see the world. And so together they just decide to combine their powers and both to fulfill their dreams, and then they fly to the world, and they see things, like beautiful things. Here is where they combine together. They fly. It's a lot about togetherness, as you can understand. And they see beautiful things here: the river, the land, the wave, and the fish, islands. You know, they just have a little bit of an escape, let's say. And they continue their journey until, it's not a big journey with a lot of complicated adventures. It's just that they fly and they see the world, and it's just beautiful to be together. This is how it ends. Because from our part, I think that it should not be like a scenario where many things are happening. I think we should keep it as simple as we can. And yeah, and they sing. And what else we could also pitch here is some of the samples that we have managed to collect, so as to show you a little bit of the style. The truth is that the composition is not ready. The composition will be made out of pre-recorded sounds that will be recorded by us as soundscapes or as Foley art, or maybe downloaded from Creative Commons in the internet. So I was thinking, I am a little bit of music concrete kind of gal, so I was thinking that maybe as a as a score, it could be the exact duration of the pre-recorded pieces with the exact sound effects and volume information and the fade-in, fade-out information, all of this like written in a code that it's not a coding language, but it is like all the information needed to recreate it if possible. So let's hear also some of the samples that I have downloaded here to show you. These are some very high-pitched sounds, like really relaxed. Maybe to be able to show the idea of something is flying, that it's very delicate, like a feather, and its existence is fragile. And it's in this sense that we picked the sound. Another sound that we liked, and maybe it's something that we're going to use in some way, is this one, that it's more like an adventurous, maybe it's going to be something in the fly. This is the flying. Some other sounds here that are about flying. I don't know if this will be heard right now. Maybe we can try it here. And here as well. Fading it out because I don't want to take a lot of the time because we are already. I think you get the idea. We want to have this fragility, to have this flying, to have this togetherness somehow. And the voice, of course, that's going to be, you know, some lyrics. This was in English now for you to understand. The truth is that I wrote this in Greek and I translated it in English. So we're going to discuss in another time what is going to happen with the language. So this is the basic idea, and this is what we wanted to present to you. I don't know if Yorgos, you want to add something that I forgot, or I was so Yeah, so please feel free to ask for the mic if you have any comment, any suggestion, because we are still in the very beginning, of course. Anything to say about it or discuss or whatever.
Working?
Yes. Thank you for this insight into the progress of your work. It sounds absolutely amazing and inspiring, and I love the idea of using the pre-recorded sounds or documentary sounds or whatever. I'm wondering how you will match the voice with the sounds, and I'm also interested how you will process those sounds. If maybe there is also, and maybe this is a third question, if there is maybe also an opportunity or possibility to do some of that things live, like what we have seen last night with a sound engineer or artist, sound engineer artist, working with the sounds on the spot. So I don't know really what I want to ask, but many possibilities.
Of course,
I'm curious.
Of course. There are. Look, thank you for your questions because they are to the point. There are various schools of creating music. There are schools of using pre-recorded sounds. There are live coding methods. There are live recording, and we opted for this because it's something that we can send out and it can be ready-made. But definitely, it can be played live if needed, especially in two ways. First of all, it can be recreated live, maybe not in Reaper, but in another software like Ableton Live. But you can, do things more on the spot. The voices definitely can be performed live. And for your first question, also how the voices can match, the voices are an audio file as well. They are like a .mp3 or .wav as well. So they can be matched with the other audio files.
Question was, will it be sang or it will be spoken, or what were you thinking about? And just to make it clear, I'm asking because we're in the process of creating a radio play, and I like the approach and I would like to learn from it.
Yeah, of course. And we are exchanging ideas as well, since we are in the same process. I think that there is a limitation, which is something to discuss as well, or to figure out, that there is a limitation in the language. So the language has to be in the Slovenian language because it's the national radio, so which makes sense. So in this way, it cannot be in Greek, or it cannot be in English even. For me, this is very interesting because some of the things that they are needed for the tale, for the narrative, for me, they can be in a language that I don't understand, which I find fascinating. And there can be new musicalities found that I maybe had not even imagined. On the other hand, I think it can also have a combination of various sounds that are not exactly language, that can be a beyond language, or that can be, they can be, in a sense, representative of a feeling, or representative of a situation, or representative of a condition, just like music does, without the use of language. That language always explains what is happening. I would like to have a combination of both, because in the beginning we had said that no language at all. Maybe we do something like with language as music, and then without any spoken meaning into it, but so much time. But maybe a combination could be interesting.
Does this because if it's for babies, does it make sense to go into concepts explained in?
It's also for the parents.
It's also
for the parents. This is one of the first question I asked Sashka is, but does it make any difference to say words? But it was also that, yeah, you know, this is for the parents as well. Anyway, the babies cannot, if they're very young, they cannot press the play button anyway. So it's for the parents also to feel something soothing and to understand the language and to play with the language or to sing along or to have some space to sing along, to interact in a way with their baby. So in this sense, I think it has some importance.
If I may also add the register of, which is very interesting in terms of translation, the concept of onomatopoeic words, so language that imitates, you know, sonic stimuli, like our musical, our perception of, and the ways we listen is how the way, sometimes the way we speak. So that's also a field of creative translation in a way, you know, it's definitely culturally specific. In the extent language is culturally specific, but also I think there is also space for discovering what Dana was describing as new musicalities, maybe new temporalities and stuff like that. Also, I think an approach to the where these shows are going to be heard. So. Maybe a very clear representation of a hospital soundscape where we depart, where things kind of break down and turn into this oneric, you know, adventure where Dana took us, where recorded sounds is also a nice way of generating, in a way, you could say playful control, in a way, over the soundscape. Sometimes when people, children, and parents are hospitalized. One aspect of the stress, the distress, or the you know, is the loss of control. And I think the ways in which we hear and control our sonic environment, how we play with it, how we incorporate it in our understanding and speech, are also very good ways of approaching the whole theme. If you encourage people to regard and you know, somehow manipulate their soundscape with their voices or their, you know, bodies.
Well, I have a person. I'm thinking about a live performance, and I'm thinking about some concept coming from Caisson. For example, thinking about a space. Well, it's a very confused idea, but different languages, different spaces. You turn around the corner, there is someone speaking in French, you go this side, there was someone speaking the concept of a coupure. So maybe create a space or maybe interpretate an urban space with the several languages with different sound, I think should be interesting. And also the idea that for me is very important of moving the sound itself. I mean, amplified sound can move. Yesterday, you were not there, but we have a little experiment with these little fake old radios, and there was a group of strange people, I think, moving with these sounds coming, with English, French, Russian speaking about the man on the moon, the First World War, moving in the in the central street via Roma with people that was just what's understanding. Thinking connected with different languages, with the kind of sounds, interpret the space as an active performer as well.
I don't have anything to say. It's an amazing comment, and I do agree that there are so many possibilities, and yeah, I agree.
If there are no more questions, Pavith.
First would be maybe practical question. Would it be possible maybe that at the end we have a result as a kind of soundtrack, you know, like only the sounds from the play, and then we get your text and then we make our versions.
Yeah,
it's called like mother tape in radio. You send us. I mean, I don't have a radio, but but we would like to make maybe a Croatian version, and to spread it through our channels. It would be
this
nice.
This has to do just with a with a. What are the possibilities from the radio Slovenia? Definitely. I mean, this is something that is somehow commissioned in a sense. So it has to do with the legal, you know, restrictions or access of the partners. Right? I'm saying correctly? Yes, yeah, Sashka. Because I don't know if it can be freely distributed if it's commissioned by somebody. Mm. So this I cannot answer.
Well, with this format that we are developing all together, the idea is that gets us as widely disseminated as possible. You know, so I mean, we usually never do in terms of our production, radio production. We never translate our works. You know, but this time, you know, for the Music Kitchen that you will hear this afternoon, we translated it into Italian because our aim is, you know, that we can really, you know, bring them to other communities, to say so. And everything what is commissioned within the project, at least from our side, it is non-exclusive. That means that, you know, you can do with the work whatever you want to do further on, but also within the network it can really circulate, because I think this is the only way we can, you know, maybe, you know, improve the format and research it more in depth. So yeah, I mean, within the network this is definitely desired.
Great, this is great, because I'm always for open access of things and open circulation, but you know, this was not a question I could answer. I didn't know.
So, yeah. And then I just wanted to finish.
As far as I know, the European Commission enhances and encourages open access to all the works which are produced within the European programs and financed by the taxpayers' money. So this thing should open a possibility for us to think about open access.
Great.
And then, so this was from the practical point of view. And now from the artistic point of view, the sounds you played and the synopsis we saw, so the sounds are in its character very etherical, mm-hmm. But still, there are also narrative moments in the sound. They want to tell the story. So I wondered if, you know, there is a simple exercise when I work with kids or with students or whatever, that they, for example, imagine sounds they hear from the home to the school, and then they write three sounds. And then I tell them, okay, tomorrow you go with a pencil and you concentrate on the listening, and then they come with 10 sounds. And it's like making people conscious about the surrounding. And also I was wondering if this would work if the final soundtrack would be played without text, and then that the kids would be able to, you know, later to read what was it about, you know, to read the short story. So that it's separate, that it would it be possible, do you imagine this soundtrack, that it would be possible to be followed in a way without text? And then that you, at the end you get the narration.
Look, the basic idea was to have a little of both, so that there is a narrative that can be heard, but there is also a possibility to interact with it on your own. Now, the format that it can take in other dissemination processes or other sharing processes, for me, it's completely free. I mean, it can be separated from the lyrics, let's say. Mm-hmm. It can be separated from the singing, and it can be used otherwise. I don't have very strong opinions about the things that I create, you know. If they want to be used otherwise, they are used otherwise. Mm. So there is this possibility, because all of these things, whatever you do with them, in the end they are exported into audio files, so it can be exported without the voice, and it can be used in many, many educational or artistic
ways. Yes, I was thinking about, for the workshops, for example, that you first play to the kids this soundtrack, and then you ask the response from them, and then you get this imaginative part. So you let them imagine, and then at the end they would get what actually, you know, the author, what was the storytelling behind.
It sounds lovely, like a lovely idea.
Yeah, that's it from me.
No more questions? Okay, thank you, Lana.
Thank you so much.